When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 154, How to Become an Early Riser, part 2 of part 2, by Steve Pavlina of SteVePavlina.com. And I'm your host and personal narrator, Dr. Neil. Happy Thursday. Welcome back to another episode of Optimal Health Daily, the podcast where I read blogs to you, just like an audiobook, every weekday. It's mid-February. I am such a huge baseball nerd, I'm already thinking about spring training. Please don't hate, but my favorite team is the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Ugh, still can't stand that name. I don't know if they have any shot this year. I'm thinking they didn't do enough this offseason to lead to a playoff berth, but I still love the sport, can't help but watch. So yes, I'm a huge baseball nerd, and I'm already gearing up for spring training. Today's post is a continuation from yesterday, and also a bit of a continuation from a post that I read a couple of weeks ago. In episode 138, I read Steve Pavlina's original article titled, How to Become an Early Riser. But because of its popularity, he wrote a follow-up to that as a part two. Now, part two is longer, so I had to break it up into two episodes here. I read part one yesterday, and I'm wrapping it up today as a shorter episode. So if you're new here, definitely listen to yesterday's episode. That's episode 153, but you might also want to hear episode 138 to get the whole picture. I know you're anxious to hear the grand finale of this post, so let's jump right in as we optimize your life. How to Become an Early Riser, Part 2 of Part 2, by Steve Pavlina of SteVePavlina.com. You can always sleep in late now and then if you need to. If I stay up until 3 a.m., I'm not going to get up at 5 a.m. the next morning, but I'll return to my usual routine the next day. I recommend getting up at the same time for 30 days straight to lock in the habit, but after that, you'll be so conditioned to waking up at the same time that it'll be hard to sleep in. I decided to sleep in late one Saturday morning and didn't set my alarm, but I woke up automatically at 4:58 a.m. Then I tried to sleep in, but I was wide awake and couldn't fall back asleep again. Oh well. Once the habit is established, it isn't hard at all to get up, assuming you're going to bed at the onset of sleepiness. If you have kids, adapt as needed. My kids are ages 5 and 1. Sometimes they wake me up in the middle of the night. My daughter is in the habit of doing this lately, popping into the bedroom to tell my wife and me about her dreams, or sometimes just to chat. And I know what it's like when there's a baby waking up every few hours. So if you're in that situation, I say that the rule is to sleep when you can. Babies aren't very good at sticking to schedules. If you can't get yourself out of bed when your alarm goes off, this is likely due to a lack of self-discipline. If you have enough self-discipline, you'll get out of bed no matter what. Motivation can also help, but motivation is short-lived and may only last a few days. Discipline is like a muscle. The more you build it, the more you can rely on it. Everyone has some discipline. Can you hold your breath? But not everyone develops it. There are a lot of ways to build discipline. Basically, it comes down to taking on little challenges, conquering them, and gradually progressing to bigger ones. It's like progressive weight training. As your self-discipline gets stronger, a challenge like getting out of bed at a certain time will eventually become trivially easy. But if your self-discipline is atrophied, it can seem an almost insurmountable hurdle. Why get up early? I'd say the main reason is that you'll have a lot more time to do things that are more interesting than sleeping. Again, I've gained about 10 to 15 hours per week doing this. That extra time is very noticeable. By 6:30 a.m., I've already exercised, showered, had breakfast, and I'm at my desk, ready to go to work. I can put in a lot of hours each day of productive work, and I'm usually done with work by 5 p.m. And that includes personal, quote, work, like email, paying bills, picking up my daughter from preschool, etc. This gives me 5 to 6 hours of discretionary time every evening for family, leisure activities, Toastmasters, reading, journaling, etc. And best of all, I still have energy during this time. Having time for everything that's important to me makes me feel very balanced, relaxed, and optimistic. Think about what you could do with that extra time. Even an extra 30 minutes per day is enough to exercise daily, read a book or two each month, maintain a blog, meditate daily, cook healthy food, learn a musical instrument, you name it. A small amount of extra time each day adds up to significant amounts over the course of a year. 30 minutes a day is 182.5 hours in a year. That's more than a month of working full-time at 40 hours per week. Double it if you save 60 minutes a day, and triple it if you save 90 minutes a day. For me, the savings was about 90 minutes per day. That's like getting a free bonus year every decade. I'm using this time to do things that I previously didn't have the time and energy to do, and it's wonderful. You just listened to part two of the post titled, How to Become an Early Riser, Part 2, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Now, Steve has a 6-part series on self-discipline also, so if you'd like to hear that too, definitely let us know. Now, it would probably take 6 or more separate episodes to read it all, but it could be good for this show, or for Optimal Living Daily. If you want to hear that series on self-discipline, let us know either way. You can comment on this episode at oldpodcast.com or use the contact page to get in touch with us. Now, as you know, I like to advocate for research studies. Before I recommend anything, I like to say, here's what the research says. Now, what Steve has done here is more personal. He used self-experimentation to try these methods out. But what I really liked about what he's done is he actually pulled from various studies. For example, reading before bed can be beneficial for some, but not for others. What we do know is for most people, if you're looking at a bright light like a TV set, your iPad, a computer screen, that will mess with your rhythms. Those things will make it much harder to fall asleep. He mentioned caffeine yesterday. I talked a little bit about caffeine as well, and there are lots and lots of studies to show that, yeah, caffeine will keep you awake. But you kind of have to self-experiment to know how it affects you. So I did like that he constantly mentioned, think about how this is going to affect you and your life. My wife and I have known each other for a long time. When we were in college, I was known to sleep till noon, if not later, pretty consistently. Now, I'm up quite early, and she never thought this would happen. But I completely agree with Steve that you do feel like you have so much more time in the day when you do this. And for me also, it's hard to sleep in late. I can't imagine sleeping till noon or 1 p.m. anymore. And so I felt a lot of his tips and tactics rang true for me. See if they ring true for you. Now, if you enjoyed this podcast and want to show a little bit of support, you can contribute financially through oldpodcast.com, or if you're not in a position to do that, we totally get it. There's a list of other things you can do to help us out at oldpodcast.com/support. Anything listed there is a really big help. It's Thursday already. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for subscribing to our shows. And I'll be back for the usual Friday Q&A, where I'll be answering your questions. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.